At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Gorgeous day. So a couple weeks ago, we had Lauren in, who's the marketing manager for RE/MAX, and they were kind enough to name me as the eye care person of the month for my work with NODA and some other stuff. Very, very kind of them. And I said, you know what? Why don't you just come back and bring all your volunteers and the people who are making a difference in St. Louis. We need all the good news we can get. And so Lauren is back. Lauren, why don't you introduce us to this month's winner?
Yeah. So this month, we have a RE/MAX Best Choice Eye Care Award winner. Her name is Karen, and I brought her with me today. So she's going to share a little bit about her mission and just kind of what she does. But before Karen talks, I do want to share just what the person who nominated her said about her. So Karen is the founder and the director of the James II Project, a nonprofit that's dedicated to restoring dignity to the unhoused and underprivileged. Through meals, hygiene access, laundry services, and a safe space for support, the James II Project offers not just nourishment, but encouragement, counsel, and hope for a brighter future. So I also wanted to share, and Karen, you can kind of touch on this a little bit too, but it started out as a vision in late 2022, and it quickly became a reality. And this person said that after years of serving food for her church, Karen felt called to meet people where they are. And so in February of 2023, she toured the Arnold Salvation Army and discovered that their kitchen hasn't been used for meals in more than 3 years. And so within minutes, a partnership was born. And then by June 6th of 2023, the James II Project served its very first meal there. And she said that just 3 people attended that day. But since then, it's grown beyond measure. And by May of 2024, laundry and shower access were added for the guests. And then by September of 2024, a second weekly meal was introduced. And today, 40 to 60 individuals now attend each meal and receive not just food, but connections for services like Compass Health and St. Vincent de Paul and other assistance. So, Karen, I want you to kind of just share kind of what they kind of mentioned about you and just a little bit about your mission and how it got started.
Well, that was a great opening. So that saved me a lot of work.
Yeah, just walk out.
I'm good. Like,
drop the mic.
I don't know what else to say.
You're like, I'm pretty damn cool.
I mean, you know, that's kind of, that's the thing. So, so everything on there is true. It did start out as something that just was spurred in my heart in November of 2022. I'd been leading our food giveaway at our church since 2020. And I just felt like there should be more. Like, we want to get people sitting somewhere where they have a meal, where people hear their story, but we're using real dishes. We're not using paper products. We're serving them like they would come to our home, like they're our friends. And since then, it has just gone out. I couldn't imagine this. Like, this is not something I could make up. I never thought it would go this big so quickly. But I will say that back in February of 2024, I was introduced to Father Mike Lydon, who is the vicar for the Southern Vicariate of the Archdiocese. Mm-hmm. And working together, we've gone into several parishes. He has parishes from right north of the Merrimack River all the way down to Perryville. But their mission is to get those parishes involved in the community. And they came alongside, and that's how we started our second meal in September of last year. So 1 year, we've been doing two meals. Mm-hmm. And then in February of this year, we started a third meal, but it's in Festus at the United Methodist Church. So we're now serving about 30 people every Monday down there. And like you said, the people, they have every type of need you can imagine. Some are unhoused. A lot of them are just underserved. We do have a lot of people that come because that meal is one meal they don't have to think about. And, you know, with the cost of everything going up, it's crazy. Even when I go to the store, I'm like, oh, my gosh, how does anybody do this who has no resources? And working with the Salvation Army, that has just been an amazing blessing because we're able to get people set up with appointments so they can get help with their electric, with their any type of assistance that Salvation Army can offer them. Mm-hmm. They can set up an appointment and meet with them. We, like you said, we partner with Compass. We have caseworkers that come to our meals and they will meet with people, see if there's a way they can help them and get them into the system to into their system so they can figure out what they need and how they can help them. Chestnut Health has been amazing. St. Vincent de Paul, like I had no idea how amazing St. Vincent de Paul is. Every parish has a St. Vincent de Paul. We work very closely with the St. Vincent de Pauls from the parishes that we work with and some outside of that. But they come alongside, and we have so many stories. There's so many I could share. One story in particular is a veteran who did a reverse mortgage, and he was going to lose his house last year. I put the call out. St. Vincent de Paul came alongside him, started working with him on his budget. We had some other organizations, Tri-County Veterans Association and Festus, the Eagles, and some other organizations came along. We were able to get his car paid off. We got him into an apartment that he could afford. And through St. Vincent de Paul, his caseworker helped him find a job and helped him with his budget. And now he is not negative all the time. And she's been walking alongside of him for a year. So it's more than just a meal. So the back of our shirt says one meal can change a life. And we were talking earlier. She said, have you ever been on the radio? I said, no. And I'm really nervous because they can't edit that. but I was on the news because the Salvation Army in November of last year, they had a fire. And so that did affect us for a moment. But what it did was brought the community together. And we were able to serve the meal that week across the street at the firehouse. But in doing so, St. Louis Review, the Catholic distribution, came around and they did an interview with us. And when they were speaking to me, I said, you know, one meal can change a life. And that's really become our motto. Mm-hmm. One meal can change a life. We've had people come in for as little as, hey, I just need a bus ticket to get to my family so I have a place to live. And Salvation Army steps in and helps them with that bus ticket. Or we've had people come in and say, I just need a gas card. Can you help me get gas so I can get to my doctor's appointment? Or we have people that come week after week that we've been working alongside with different agencies, and they come to the meal, and that's where they meet the people that are helping them through those harder things. So really the meal is the catalyst to help people change their lives.
Yeah, there's nothing more immediate, nothing more proximate. Over the years, I don't think I've ever said no, but like when Cancer Society comes calling or Alzheimer's, they're big organizations, and it's you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Great people, great works, but I'm a fan of on the ground, down and dirty. Like you say, like one meal can change a life, even if it only changes the day.
Yeah.
It's well worth it.
Definitely. Definitely. And, you know, we also partnered with New Hope Methodist Church, who's right down the street from us, and they have showers. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Arnold, when we have our meal at the same time, there's people getting a shower so they can get rid of that feeling of, I just don't want to be around people because what if they smell me? And we sit, and they come, they get a meal, they've had a shower. We have laundry, they can do a load of laundry. and they feel like they're kind of like letting go of that, and then they can just really relax and you can talk to them.
Yeah.
We do have some older people who come because they want a sense of community. So they come because, you know, they just need to get out of the house and it's something they can do. And some people have come along and said, I want to volunteer. So then we help them get the steps, you know, to volunteer. It's just been an amazing journey. I mean, we have a lot more going on and things that coming up that we're excited about and we're going to wait and see, but it's been really great.
Karen, I'm just stuck on the fact that, you know, you said you make it a point to use like real plates. Well, what led to that decision? It seems like a small decision, but I'm thinking it's actually huge in the grand scheme.
Don't make me cry. I'm going to try not to. I told everybody I'm not going to cry, but it's hard because I'm very passionate about this. I just feel like, you know, I am a Christian, and in the Bible, hospitality is a gift. And when people come to your house, I mean, of course, some people I'm just going to use paper plates, but when people come over, you try to make something good. Like you make a meal that's, you know, going to sit down at a table, you're going to have this great meal, and you use plates and you real dishes. And a lot of times people that are in the situations that our friends are in don't get that. We've had people come in and say they haven't had a hot meal in a month. I mean, I can't imagine that. So to just give them that level of we care enough to give you the best. Jesus did that for us, and that's what we want to do for others. In fact, we had to serve upstairs because they've started remodeling finally in the basement where we were serving. And thankfully, they were so kind. They're like, we're going to get this done first so that the offices are intact and you guys can come back down as soon as you can. And we had to use paper plates for a while. And then we brought the china back out or the Corel or whatever. And they're like, oh, you have the china back. Like they notice. People notice that. And it just does make a difference. It's a different level of care, I think.
Well, we live in a world, we all know this, where our entertainment has become tearing each other down. And I'm in a glass house on this because I do a 4-hour-a-day radio show and it's a comedy. And a lot of times I'm like, this guy's so stupid. So it's not like I'm Jesus walking the earth. I tear a lot of people down. But when you do something that lifts someone up, big or little, the feeling you get, it's like, I'd hate to be schmaltzy because I'm not a religious person, but you sort of glow. Like it gives you as much or more as the person you're helping.
It's a purpose. It is a purpose and a mission. And, you know, in July of 2022, I realized I read this book called Unoffendable. And there was one chapter in that book that really changed the way I see people. And it really sparked, I think, what God was doing to get me to November of 2022 when James 2 became something in my mind. But in that book, it just literally says every single person was created in God's image and for a purpose. Does not matter what they're doing outwardly. They were all created for a purpose. They all have gifts. They all have talents. They are all unique individuals and they deserve dignity. Everyone deserves dignity. And yes, it's hard sometimes based on people's behaviors, but you have to get past those behaviors to figure out what's going on. Mm. Like, why are you behaving this? What's going on? We helped a guy this year who literally had the worst thing happen. He was the caregiver for his dad for 10 months and he lived with his sister and her husband. And then they put him out right after he was done. And he had given up his job to do this and he had nothing. And when he first came in, he was real loud and real abrasive and really upset and just very hard to figure out. And then finally, when I sat down with him, I said, what's going on? Like, what got you to this place? And he was able to share. I'm like, well, let's try to untangle the spider web of what you need to get back on your feet. Because he was an over-the-road truck driver and he had nothing. And so it took 6 weeks to untangle that spider web to get him his ID, which is another issue altogether. But without those resources that we had at our disposal by reaching out to people in the community that we knew would help us, he may never have gotten that. Mm-hmm. And now he has a job. He's moved away to a different town, but he's working on a farm, driving heavy equipment, and he's happy. So these things can happen. We just have to take the time to get down on a human level and just talk with people and figure out how we can help them.
Mm-hmm. How can people get involved with you?
They can go to our website, www.thejames2project.com, and the number 2 is two lowercase I's because we use the Roman numeral too. And they can check it out. We do have ways to donate on our site, of course. We also have a really cool trivia night coming up. But to be a volunteer, we do require a background check. The Salvation Army partners with us and does that. So then our volunteers are actually Salvation Army volunteers also. They do have to do food handler training. So, you know, it's just been great. I'm so thankful that I get to be in this position right now. I'm so thankful for that.
Congratulations. Nice work. Mm-hmm. Continued success.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Take my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle.
324 DGS, a couple Gen Z stories. Is Gen Z the new millennials that they're just getting spanked?
The youngest generation of adults are always going to be the ones taking the beating.
Well, they're getting it. Gen Z employees need more praise than other generations, and if you choose not to do it, you will lose them as an employee. Second one, you know how Gen Z loves to make up terms for things that have been going on forever?
Yes.
Clock botching. Clock botching is when you look busy but aren't actually producing meaningful results.
Oh, yeah. That's never happened before now.
Yeah, you don't need to educate us on that, Gen Z. I think everyone in this room knows how to get that done. Okay.
And if I could
it's
fake...
It's called looking busy.
If I could fake this, I would. I faked everything.
This is a
I faked being a lawyer for 10 years. Are you kidding me? Like, some fun facts. The world record for the most people on a commercial flight is 1,088.
Whoa.
Number also includes two babies that were born on the flight. El Al Airlines helped evacuate Ethiopian Jews in 1991 and flew them to Israel, and they removed all the seats so they could accommodate that many people.
Wow.
I'm glad everything seems to have worked out. That sounds awful, though. Like, let's get 1,000 of you on the plane.
Yeah.
By the way, there's no seat. So if there's turbulence, just hold on to your neighbor.
Yeah. If you wanted to buy the parts in an iPhone back in 1991, it would have cost you $12 million.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now it's 11 million and you got to finance it.
And you got to sign a contract.
Yeah. They can really only take care of it for you at the Apple store too. So that's the real bummer.
This one for my gamers. 29% of male gamers prefer playing as a female character.
Really?
Particularly older male players.
Huh. I play a female from time to time.
I mean, I've done that, but it's never been like a draw or a, what do you call it, a negative. It's never been either one, really. It just depends on what the character, like Tomb Raider can be fun. That's cool.
No need to defend yourself.
When you create a character, do you ever create like a female character?
I don't think I have. I usually create gingers.
What's it like to play as a girl?
I mean, the same. It doesn't change anything.
It's usually like there are sometimes, you know, little differences here and there in the way that the world treats you or whatever.
They seem
whatever,
kind of defensive.
You know? Yeah. No, I'm not defensive at all. I'm just, I don't really know how to answer that question because typically there's not really a
mostly
big
it's
difference.
Just the visual. Mostly it's just your options for your hairstyles and things like that. It's not usually a big part of how the game plays.
You like being a pretty girl. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One out of every 2 million lobsters is blue. One in 30 million is orange, and one in 50 is dual-colored, split down the middle. And one in 1 million is white.
One orange and blue?
Yeah, that's kind of cool, isn't it?
That'd be weird.
Yeah. It takes, get this, 27,000 trees, 27,000, to make the toilet paper the world goes through in one day. So 9.8 million trees are used per year.
We must have lots of trees.
Yeah, lots of butts.
Yeah, so.
2 million of those are just my house.
He got a lot of those.
Yeah, they did mention a certain house in Alton.
Yeah, there's. I'm throwing the curve off a bit. I think you shouldn't be graded against me.
Just like I'm responsible for a farm.
Welcome to the Andrew Forest. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Stacy Miller says Powerball winner was sold in STL. Dave won, right? No, but I did get the Powerball in two numbers. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, then I threw the ticket away. Someone said that I won something, so.
$100 maybe?
Maybe.
Oh, I bet it's not that much.
So that's what you get when you're me. Throw it away. I'll tell you what, though. Laying there on my couch on Sunday with my coffee, and they're like, sold in Missouri. I'm like, here we go. And I looked, and I had the Powerball, and I, like, for a second, I was legit excited.
No way.
And the first number I saw was a correct number. And I was already spending the money. I was already like writing my goodbye letters to everyone I've ever known. And then I'm like, oh, that's not right. That's not right. That's not right. Okay, back to normal life.
Back to the grind.
Thank God you didn't send those letters.
Yeah, no kidding.
Could have really burnt some bridges there.
I sent a few bad texts, but you know, that'll heal. Dave, how was your weekend?
It was great. It was good.
Good, good.
Birthday weekend good for you?
It was quiet, but you know, like, yeah. You know, what am I going to do?
Okay.
You know, like you said,
old man now.
Go clubbing,
that's what you do.
Right. I guess the story is a little more heat by the end of the week.
Yes, no question about it. You know, we talked a lot last week about, hey, the summer's not over. Yeah, we all know better than that. But summer's coming back. It's going to be a gradual process. The unfortunate thing is that it's a very dry pattern, and we are very dry. However, the positive spin on that, it's harvest season, and the farmers like it dry like this. So tomorrow, sunny, 85 degrees. We can certainly handle that.
Yep.
Morning will be spectacular. Wednesday, sunny, close to 90 in the afternoon. We could still kind of handle that, too. A little bit of a buildup in humidity. Thursday, sunny and 92. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Here comes the summer jolt, sunny and 95 each day.
Wow.
We've also talked about how hard it is to hit 95 this time of year. Well, we have three shots at it, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe even into the following week. So it's coming again.
Okay. I've been keeping my chin up about this, but I didn't realize 95. That's a horse of a different color.
Yes, it is. But think of it this way. Days are getting shorter.
Yeah.
Hottest time is going to be about 3:30 or so. And if we hit 95 Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, it's for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then it's 94. That's a whole different thing.
There you go. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So let's start headlines by talking about tennis. Carlos Alcaraz won his second U.S. Open yesterday. But the real story was the fact that the men's final was delayed because President Donald Trump decided to attend the U.S. Open. Due to the enhanced security, ticket holders faced long lines outside the venue. This is the first time a sitting president attended the U.S. Open in over two decades. Watching the coverage yesterday, so I had seen that the U.S. Open heavily encouraged their broadcasters, hey, if Donald Trump gets booed or if anything negative happens, we're not going to comment on it. It's not making the broadcast. That did not stop any of the commentators who wanted to complain from complaining about the fact that the match was delayed and everything was super slowed down. It was the kind of thing where it was like, I kind of wish they would stop complaining about it and talk about something else because it's getting old.
Yeah,
I get they're trying to fill time because they're supposed to be going on the air with the match at that point. But I don't know.
To have a president who's confident enough to not say, don't show anyone booing me.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
His people did. But of course, he would never.
Yeah. That's sort of like, you heard this story about the Navy SEALs mission? We had Navy SEALs.
In North Korea.
On the shores of the literal shores of North Korea in mini subs planting listening devices. They see a vessel approaching, kill everybody. None of them are armed. They're just fishermen, supposedly at the direction of Donald Trump. And when they ask him about it, he gave his typical, I'm hearing about it from you. Now, here's the thing. Either you're lying, which is probably the case, or you're a terrible manager. Because I can't imagine there's ever been a president in the history of our country, especially since we've had the SEALs, where they say, we're going to send SEALs to the shores of North Korea in miniature subs to plant a spy device, but we're not going to tell the president, shh, everyone be quiet. You know that didn't happen, right?
Well, he's the commander in chief.
Cannot happen.
It's ridiculous.
I think it literally cannot happen. Utterly, I think he's the one who
says, that's what
says,
bothers me the most. Look, I'm fine with you putting listening devices on the shores of North Korea. That's what we do. It's what everyone does. You're the commander in chief. You're the boss. I understand if when asked you want to say something like, that's not something I can talk about, because it's probably not something you should talk about. But don't give me the whole, I'm hearing about it from you. Sorry. Editorial comment. Back to you.
All right, Disneyland is ending their biggest hotel perk of them all. So if you're a Disney goer and you've stayed at a park hotel, you know that in the past you got early entry, which allows you to access the parks before regular visitors. But starting January 5th, 2026, hotel guests will just receive one Lightning Lane pass for a single ride instead. The early entry perk was considered a major draw for staying at Disneyland Resort hotels.
So then why would I pay all that extra to stay now if I'm not getting that
bonus?
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's a pretty incredible knock on that. Especially, so Disney World is like its own city down there. I mean, it's its own like sovereign state, essentially. It's like the friggin' Vatican with roller coasters. But Disneyland is just right in the middle of Anaheim. It's very easy to find another much, much cheaper place to stay that's not a park-owned hotel, because you can just walk across the street to get to Disneyland. That's what we did when we went in May.
You can do that in Orlando, too. It ain't hard.
Okay, never mind. But anyway, the point is that removes a pretty major
incentive
to, because it is very, very expensive to stay at these park
hotels. Have you guys
heard
of the 33 Club?
Yep. No.
Do you know about it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell them about it?
Yeah, it's not really like a secret club. It's just a very, very expensive club.
Like $55,000 a year.
Yeah, like absolutely something like that, for sure. And it's like you get to essentially like hang out in the places that Walt Disney hung out in when he would go to Disneyland and Disney World, like his, you know, kind of private eating area, and you can see his like you know, apartment and stuff and hang out there. And it's for people who have way too much money and nothing good to spend it on, I think.
That's more judgmental than I was going to be.
Well, it's a lot. If it was like $5,000 a year, then it's like, oh, yeah, it's like a fun thing you can do if you have, you know, if you're like a double income, no kids, and you have, you know, too much money and you love going to Disney, it's like a fun thing. But it's so much money that it is literally only available to like, you know, business magnets and movie stars and stuff. And so it's like,
I wonder how many do it.
I don't know.
I wonder what that number
I know
is.
There was a couple that was recently kicked out and they are suing to get back in.
Yeah, I remember that story. I don't remember why they were kicked out, but I remember reading the whole story about it. And they came off as pretty whiny, pretty whiny and entitled.
So President Biden has chosen Delaware for his presidential library, and now his team is trying to raise money for it. The Joe and Jill Biden Foundation approved a 13-person governance board that is charged with overseeing the project. The board includes former Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Rufus Gifford, along with
Rufus.
Yeah, oh yeah, we all know Rufus. But no, I just thought that was interesting. Antony Blinken will be on the board, and we'll look to see that built in Delaware.
See, Biden had a big gash in his head?
Yeah, because he just had surgery to remove some skin cancer,
okay.
I believe.
Yes. Good for him.
I got one on my leg.
No.
I got three stitches.
Recently?
Yeah, about a week ago. Actually, tomorrow I go and get the stitches out. But it was not cancerous, so
good.
We're okay.
Darth Vader's lightsaber has gone for over $3.6 million at a movie memorabilia auction.
Came in just short.
It was expected to sell from anywhere between $1 million and $3 million, so they got a nice price.
That's what I heard, too. And then I bid $3 million, and I got beat.
It's pretty cool. Like, if you got the money, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, only if it actually lights up like a real lightsaber, though.
A family's cat was missing for a month, but then they got good news from 900 miles away. A family in North Carolina was separated from their cat until they got a call from an animal shelter in Florida. Xena, the cat, was found injured but alive.
Did he hitchhike?
Yeah. I'm not sure how Xena got down there.
Yeah, a little bindle over his shoulder.
Crazy. Did you guys see that right along those lines? I think it was pretty recent that a family, their dog got lost in the forest, in the woods, and it made friends with the bears.
That's nice.
So the bears would eat like whatever they got, fish, whatever. And when they were done, the dog would eat what they left behind. But the bears were cool with him. He just bawled. And it's how they found him, because they sent drones over the forest. And they're like, hey, our dog's hanging out with those bears. And then they went and found him.
Pretty cool.
One more story for you. A baby was born at McDonald's, and she got the only possible nickname. So they decided to name her Matilda. Mom and dad were zooming to the hospital, trying to get there, but they realized this is not going to happen, and I don't want mom to have the baby in the car. So dad pulls over at a McDonald's parking lot. Mom gets out of the car, has the baby. They named her Matilda, but they're going to call her McTilly.
Don't do that. Nobody
say anything.
Not do that.
McTilly the little baby.
Do not do that.
He's cute.
Wait. So they're going to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to make it.
Right.
They pull into a McDonald's parking lot.
Right.
Did she run into the restaurant?
No, she got out. The story even said she got out and took off her pants and squatted in the parking lot.
I've done that. Call me McTilly.
Like, the police came to assist, and they were like, man, please stay in the car. And she's like, nah, I got to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I do that, I get in trouble.
There's nothing a cop can say to me once I got my pants down at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Well,
so congratulations to Matilly and fam.
She won't get made fun of for that, will she?
Mm-hmm. I would absolutely have been like, hey, if you have this covered out here, can I go in and get something to eat real quick?
What would you name a baby born at McDonald's?
Ronnie? Or Grimace?
Grimace would be great.
Nugget's a good nickname.
Uh-huh. I would not want that to be the memory of my child's birth.
Honey mustard sauce. That's a good nickname.
We should probably just end this.
Big Mac.
You want to talk about that?
Big Mac. Come on, Big Mac.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
All righty. Walk back down.
You can stand me up at the Welcome back, DGS.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin, you got a stairway?
I sure got a couple of different things. So one of the things I wanted to talk about was story that happened in football this weekend. I thought was interesting. So on Saturday, Syracuse played UConn. Not a big game. Neither team's ranked or anything like that. But Syracuse has a head coach named Fran Brown who's trying to get the program going the way that he wants it to go. So they beat UConn, but it was kind of an ugly performance by Syracuse. They were supposed to win. I think they went, they won by about what the point spread was, but he wasn't happy with mistakes and things. So after the game, while people were leaving the stadium, he lined the players up and had them running sprints. So in uniform, in full pads. It only lasted like 2 minutes, so it wasn't like an hour-long punishment run or anything like that. But had them running sprints, and somehow this made the internet very angry. And people were just, it shows you what a coach doesn't know what he's doing, or that's abuse or whatever. And I, since when is demanding accountability from your players with some consequences for not listening to what you're being told? Why is that now viewed as such a thing? I had people on Twitter mad at me because I said this is fine. And it happened to me when I was a college athlete. We used to run after games, whether we won or lost, based on whether we did the things we were supposed to do. So we would win a game, and we used to get made fun of by the other team. We'd win a game. We'd be out there running foul pole to foul pole, the number, whatever we had earned. No big deal. Why do you guys think this thing became such a negative?
I think because it could be two things. It could be what you're saying, or it could be a look at me. When I was in ninth grade, our coach kept us so late at practice on the homecoming day that the parade was going by. And I later realized he did that to show off for the coaches in the high school. He was showing what a tough guy he was. Mm-hmm. And we all missed the game. It could be something like that. And so the internet being as opinionated as it is, and that's rare to see, I can see where someone might jump to the conclusion, this guy is a self-aggrandizing a-hole who's just trying to show off. He could be. In that case, it's a bad thing to do. But we just don't know. But do I think that having consequences for poor play after a game? No, I did the same thing. Like, you could get punished at any time, including after a game. But it smells like that to me.
See, I think that's the problem, though, is the people that are, and you're not doing it, you're just throwing it out there as an option. The people out there are automatically assuming
sure
that there isn't a good reason for it.
Yeah.
And sometimes there is a reason for
it's
it. Because I had people like, well, it's not okay to embarrass them. And I said, if you're more embarrassed about running sprints after a game than you are the constant mistakes you're making to piss off your coach, maybe you're the, maybe that's the reason you're running.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.